Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every single item, every single enemy, every single everything in The Binding of Isaac. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by a guy, Gary, we double recorded. I didn't come up with a second one. I was in the shower this morning, and it took me a while to do the Blintz one, and I didn't come up with a second one. Fuck!
Blitz, Gary, Blitz.
There's only so many things with that word in it.
I know. Welcome to a podcast that has finally discovered the Blitoris. Everything to Guppy.
Okay, so that's a rhyme with clits?
Yeah, kinda.
All right, yeah, kinda. Yeah. That's in poetry, they call that a kinda rhyme.
Yeah, it's an approximate rhyme for my final good time. Yeah. Boy, week two. What a feeling.
Yeah. No, buddy, it's okay. They don't gotta remember, for the listeners, not week two. There was a week between.
That's crazy to think about. Like, no time has passed for us, but anything could have happened to them.
Whoa, man. They might have had amputations. Is that weird that that's where my brain goes first?
Okay. Okay, Vietnam hippie.
Yeah.
Civil War hippie. Whoa, man. This has gone gangrenous.
Oh, man. Brother against brother. Bummer.
Gnarly. Tourniquets.
Oh, man. I'm fighting for states' rights. Wrong side hippie. Wrong side hippie.
Yeah. Damn Confederate hippies.
This is the Battle of Second Manassas. No, yeah. No, man. Come on.
No.
Come on. Full run.
There are many economic reasons why. No. Okay, well, I just wrote a song about it. No. I just reached for my ukulele, but forgot I put it back. Can't continue that bit.
What a blessing.
I know. Sometimes you take the W. You know, we take those.
Yeah. It's early in the episode to have already dodged a bullet, but, well, man, I dodged a bullet. Oh, nope. That's going to get amputated.
Yeah, it's nice.
Never let Calvin piss on my flag.
I like the idea of enjoying amputations like flatlining.
Okay.
For amputation hippie, for Civil War hippie.
Gosh, I didn't know how that sentence was ending, but yeah, I liked it.
You know, like flatliners.
I mean, that's like amputation fetishism is definitely like a Cronenberg.
That does happen. I've also masturbated to a movie about it with Boxing Helena, so I know it very well. So, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Boxing Helena. We talked about Boxing Helena.
I know. I've heard of the movie. I don't think I've heard of you masturbating to it.
Oh, I did it as loud as I possibly could. I thought they could fucking hear it in Texas. No,
is this a reference? Is this a song? Or is this a real story of a thing you did to your dick while doing things with your eyes?
It's not even enough of a story. It happened multiple times because it was on HBO and it had titties in it.
It happened multiple times.
it was like there were naked ladies and teenage Gary. Literally, it wasn't even any port in a storm. It was... the world is constantly storming and everything is a port. So yeah, the on a fucking dime would drop it and jerk it. And, if you saw a titty, even if it was about a weird psychosexual drama about amputation fetishing,
okay.
You betcha. That's time to go.
Just think, if we'd exposed you to the movie Crash, the good one, not the bad one, at that age, maybe you'd have a driver's license.
I might have a driver's license. I might have gotten so into cars and stuff. Yeah. And just, I don't know. Like, you didn't, when you were a teenager, you weren't so unrelenting. Like, it didn't just take, you know, oh, there's a pretty curvy mannequin. Let's go.
Gary, I wasn't masturbating to a lot of mannequins, no.
They talk about the spank bank a lot, but imagine a bank that will take any object. Like, you don't deposit money. You can also deposit like twigs and rocks and like.
Gary, did you at any point during this period of your life, did you see a rock that was kind of, it had like a little pebble on top of it and it was kind of looked like a boob and then you just masturbated to the rock?
No, but I have masturbated to a statue. Looking at a statue, not outside like.
What?
Not like at the Statue of Liberty, who is super hot.
I understand that you've walked back from the most extreme version, but this is fucking, you're Indiana Jones and you stepped off of the rock that just falls into the abyss and stepped onto one that like causes a guilt. What statue did you masturbate to a picture of?
It was a naked lady.
Which one?
I don't remember. There were like
Gary.
Like,
it'd be amazing if it was the Venus de Milo. It'd really bring a lot of your teenage interests.
I don't think it was the La Fossa de Milo. I think it was the. No, I don't think it was Venus de Milo. I think it was like another kind of like a maybe it might have been a mermaid statue. Like now I'm thinking about it, it might have been just the boobies on a mermaid statue. It's like, look at those 3D boobies. Let's go.
Gary, I don't think you ever get to make fun of people masturbating to hentai ever again.
How often do I make fun of people masturbating to hentai?
I think a lot in your head.
I have contempt. I don't make fun of them.
Contempt. Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're not teens.
Yeah.
Like you're a teen, you masturbate to anything, and then you grow out of that shit. It's child behavior.
Gary, how did you find the statue? Did you go looking for. Gary, how did you find the statue?
Pretty sure it was like in a picture. It was like in a magazine. It might have been in a National Geographic or something like that. pretty sure it was in a magazine. And like. You know, I had pornography magazines as well, multiple kinds and stuff. But back then, the way that testosterone affected my body, you're just like, you'd be walking along, having a day, thinking normal thoughts, and then just like, oh, shit, dude, that statue's looking pretty good. I wonder what it would be like if that came to life. I was basically Robert Pattinson in The Lighthouse all the time.
Sure, yeah. Gary, I'm really imagining like 13-year-old you, not me.
Yeah.
We're different people. Turning through a textbook and coming across what I believe is called the Willendorf Venus and just being right, like,
let me look up and see if that's the one.
Hello. No, it's not. I promise you.
It'd be great if it was. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not super into the Willendorf Venus.
No, you don't. That doesn't get your dick hard?
No, it might have at a time, but not.
Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting.
And it wasn't like an immediate thing where I like had to drop everything and do it like in public or whatever. Right.
Yeah, no,
I'm not in school and just like jerking off under the desk. You know, it'd just be like, oh, okay, that's going in the bank. Like I'm depositing this barrier twig, like it's money. Later, this is going to get used as, amazing. Yeah.
Amazing, Gary. Absolutely.
It was cool.
Amazing.
You know, in some ways I miss, that. Unrelenting, horrible energy that I had all the time, just an uncomfortable, itchy feeling constantly.
Yeah, that grim vitality.
Yes, that's the perfect way to put it. A certain, like, you know, not Juve de Vive, but like Mort de Vive that I had.
Le petit Mort de Vive.
Yes. Yeah. What's the small leech do?
All the.
Speaking of small leeches.
Small leech.
Yeah. This is the drown or the water area, so the downpour guy, and these are the leeches. It says it chases you continuously. This doesn't charge. It doesn't go on the right angles. This guy will come at you from
just kind of wriggles towards you.
Wriggles at you, and it can swim over gaps which you cannot go over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it goes through rocks too.
Yeah, it's like it flies. It's on the water there. We're not done with chargers though.
On the water. Yeah, we're generally don't just
in the
water.
World.
What?
Yeah.
What was that? Why are you making fun of my singing?
No, it was me making fun of Dave Matthews. Don't drink the water. Like he's
I
got that song.
Dave Matthews sounds identical to your Alanis.
It's very similar to my Alanis or my Jewel. They all.
Oh, can I get a little Jewel?
Yeah. Who will save your soul?
Yep. Didn't believe it. Didn't mention a van.
Van.
Oh, Jewel lived in her van.
Oh. Why do you know that?
Everyone knows that.
Why don't I know it?
I think you might have been too busy jerking off.
I tried to jerk off to the Who Will Save Your Soul video.
A lot of people knew that Jewel lived in her van for a while.
Jewel Van. Jewel Van. Who is Jewel Kitcher married to now? Okay, yeah, it does show up on her Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't reading Jewel's Wikipedia. You know, I'm not super...
I feel like this was a well-known thing that was mentioned on things like MTV, which I didn't watch because it was for bad kids, but also probably Pop-Up Video, which I did watch because it was for annotation.
It was for good kids. Yeah.
Yeah, for kids who really liked Douglas Adams and Terry Pratchett.
God, I love Pop-Up Video. Like Pop-Up Video. I would watch anything on Pop-Up Video. Oh, I'm Google image searching. It's trying to show me Jules Van.
Yeah.
That's what the problem is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, can you imagine how much that would go for at auction these days?
Yeah, probably about, I would guess, the blue book value of the van plus $2,000.
Like, yeah, 1991.
Let's ask the general.
Yeah, a van from 34 years ago.
Gary.
Mm-hmm.
It's Vantage.
It's Vantage.
Yeah, gotcha. Yay. I got a laugh out of that nothing joke.
Yay. It's Vantage. Here, you can try this Vantage. Yeah. Next up, the small maggot.
It's small.
It's small. He's a little guy. He's not the same size as these chargers.
Yeah, no, just a little maggot just kind of wriggles towards you.
Yeah, wriggles towards you. Will do contact damage, but isn't excited about it.
Yeah, a real Rob Riggle type.
Yep. Man, Rob Riggle.
Gary, what do you think about Rob Riggle?
I like Rob Riggle.
Really? Because of his football? Because of his footballs?
No. He was just like a funny guest star in a lot of stuff. He was on a bunch of episodes of Human Giant.
Sure.
Yeah. I just remember.
Now, Gary, I want to be very clear. We're not confusing Rob Riggle and Rob Hubel.
Yes. Yeah. Rob Riggle is the big guy.
Yeah.
He's one of those
guy
like
whose head looks like a tombstone.
Yes. Every once in a while, there's a guy who is like looks like he's built like a quarterback who ends up as a comedy nerd.
But also does do sports commentary.
Yes. And is a retired Marine officer.
Yeah. Got that whole vibe to him, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was a guest star on many Human Giants. He's the guy the Mind Freaks showed mind illusions to.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right. He's the very funny bad guy in the first 21 Jump Street movie, which is a pretty funny movie.
I think so, too. Yeah, he's funny. I like it when a big, strong guy like this plays against type. There's a guy in my old band scene, this guy named Marty, who was like 5 foot tall, but like one of the strongest people I've ever seen. Huge muscles, like looked like Wolverine. And he was just like hung out with all of us, like anemic and unhealthy indie shits. Like he was constantly like bench pressing things. And then we'd all get together and talk about Pavement and shit. It's great.
Yeah. Gary, are you sure you're not confusing him with Rob Hubel?
I might be confusing him with Rob Hubel or, you know what? Rob Riggle.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck. It was probably Rob Hubel. A lot of times when I'm trying to think of who a person is, it's Rob Hubel.
Yeah. He gets around a lot. Strays Rob Hubel. He's in the movie Strays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why do you know who's Will in Ferrell, the movie Strays?
Because I just clicked on the link. I was looking up Hubel facts.
It seemed unlikely that you were going to have gone and seen Strays.
In Strays. So. I didn't see Strays. No.
Do you think he's in Strays because of his long-running role on Children's Hospital?
I think that's probably why. Do you know... Hey, this is... Hey. Barely relates...
Good.
Do you know the plot of All Dogs Go to Heaven?
Do I know the plot of All Dogs Go to Heaven? Yes, I saw it several times as a child. A dog is an inveterate gambler who dies. What?
Who's run by... I did not know the plot to All Dogs Go to Heaven. I'd never seen it. And Liv explained it to me yesterday. Like, they all have a boss dog and all the dogs get together and gamble and the dogs own a kid?
Yeah.
That's a way weirder movie than I was led to believe by the trailers.
He dies, is given a magical pocket watch that if it runs down, he doesn't get to go back to heaven.
He steals the pocket watch.
Yeah, he steals the pocket watch.
So that's why he can never go back to heaven. He steals from Gabriel.
A sexy poodle? Yeah.
A sexy poodle angel dog. He steals it, and it's to go free this little girl who dogs own.
Yeah.
And the main dog is named Carface.
Yeah, yeah. I believe it is the origin of the trope big-lipped alligator moment.
Hmm. That could be the case.
Because there's a big musical number from an alligator.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I had no idea. I love learning about things. You don't see a children's movie.
Yeah. See, Gary, I feel like the thing about All Dogs Go to Heaven is it's a that's from Bluth. That's a Bluth
yes.
movie, right?
Oh yeah. Yes. Very
the
much
thing
so.
About that is that it now at it, the current point of my this is you can understand me perfectly if you understand that I am no longer interested in All Dogs Go to Heaven. I am entirely and only interested in Oliver Company? The Disney one where they were like, you know who should star in our dog movie is Billy Joel. You know who should star in our talking dog cartoon as the main talking dog is Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. I like that. As I get older, I am more Don Bluth-pilled.
I'm because really mad that Billy Joel didn't star in more animated movies.
I mean, I would like that. It'd be great. I would like to have an entire Billy Joel animated universe.
Like, we all like the guy who plays Asterion, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What if Billy it was Joel Billy Joel?
Yeah.
What if it was Billy Joel?
And just... Like, yeah, I just like, I guess we'll bite you. I don't know how to do a Billy Joel impersonation. I don't know.
Me either, man. Like.
How does he talk when he's not singing?
I was standing right there.
Yes. Yeah, this feels awful. I didn't like helping the druids. Yeah.
That's not how he talks, to be clear. He's got like a New York act. He's like a New Jersey guy.
Hey, I hate helping druids. Yeah.
No, not even remotely. No,
that's probably not true. He'd probably sing
Gary,
all of his lines.
No, we can do this. We can do this.
Billy Joel Astorian. Okay.
I need you to close your eyes. Nope.
You've been hanging with a dumbish dick. Okay.
Gary, we're not doing fucking Weird Al song parodies. We're trying to get you to embody Billy Joel. I need you to not sing. I need you to close your eyes.
My eyes have been closed this whole time.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No.
It'd be weird. Like, yeah, they're always closed the whole time that we podcast together.
I have Google Glass, so I just read about Rob Riggles in my mind.
Yeah. Okay, Gary. All right, you've closed your eyes.
Yep.
Inside your head, without opening your eyes, I want you to open your eyes, okay?
Okay.
You're seated at a piano. You're looking out at a packed house at Madison Square Garden. It's the 50th night that you've sold out in a row. And you know that these people are going to fucking lose their minds when you tinkle out the opening strains of Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. But before that, you need to address the crowd and say hello to them. So you open your mouth and you say,
"Hello, New York."
Perfect. Oh, my God. Gary, you did it. Gary, that actually worked.
I was taking that very seriously.
Yeah.
You painted a nice picture, man. Like, I was just like, yeah, I am going to do pretty good tonight. when should I do Piano Man? First or second encore?
That starts the encore, I think.
Yeah. It would be a great, great beginning for the encore. Everybody's
Gary,
like,
can I tell you, I'm going to be very Scott Aukerman for a second. I would fucking kill to see Billy Joel live.
You know what? I would go. I like Billy Joel less than you do. But last chance to see, and I would have a lot of fun with you. Like, we've only been to one concert together, I think.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. And this would be like an event, like the people watching, like seeing people stand up and groove dance. Like, you know, maybe there's a retrospective partway through.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see what the merch table looks like at a Billy Joel concert in 2024.
Overpriced is my guess.
Oh, home of the $75 sweatshirt.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Gary, if you think I'm going to check Billy Joel merch prices. If you're getting a sweatshirt for less than $100, I will be shocked.
That would be a little bit surprising, especially if it has has the tour information here. It's the idea.
It's not
of Billy
a tour,
Joel
it's a residency.
Oh, that's true. It's weird that there even is Billy Joel merch now that there can be. Yeah, Billy Joel merchandise 2024 autocompletes. It feels like we just have all of it we're going to get.
I'll tell you this right now. If you on the Billy Joel website, the
$50 least, t-shirts.
Yeah, the least you're paying is $45 for a t-shirt.
Yep. Billy Joel Sting 224-24 Tampa, Florida event poster. It's got a picture of a ship on it.
You could not pay me to go see Sting.
Do you know Sting is touring under the name Sting 3.0 as a trio?
No, that's amazing. And I love it. Yeah. Gary, I need to tell you something.
Okay.
On Billy Joel's apparel page.
Yep, I'm there.
Yeah, I need you to scroll down until you see a big question mark.
Okay. I flipped over to apparel. I was just on
Or yeah, no, this is under apparel. Although accessories might also be quite good. Gary, it's the Billy Joel mystery bundle, and it's normally $100, but it's half off! You're losing money by not buying it!
Past unisex t-shirts with a minimum retail value of $100.
What? Gary, this is such a good deal. This is two shirts for the price of one.
It's
only in small. Only in small. Yeah, that's they are not offering this in any other size. You can get a lot of fucking Billy Joel t-shirts, and not one of them looks good. Oh, wait, never mind. This is Gary?
Mm-hmm.
Gary, there's a We Didn't Start the Fire long sleeve, and on one of the sleeves it has all the lyrics of We Didn't Start the Fire printed.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's only $60, Gary. How do I not buy this shirt?
You got a birthday coming up.
I do. Oh my God, that would be... Oh, yeah. I actually kind of like that shirt. What's on your shirt sleeve?
Turn the lights back on bullshit. Like, what are these? Are these later songs?
Or like names of tours or albums. Yeah,
yeah. What kind of accessories can I get?
Yeah, I was also wondering about that. All right, we got cups, a mug. Hats.
Got a $40 beanie. This guy can get fucked.
Yeah.
Like, good Lord.
Oh, Gary, this tote bag must have a comic. Yeah, this is a comic actually drawn by Billy Joel.
The Turn the Lights Back On comic?
Did I wait too long to turn the lights back on?
And there's two little, there's a guy facing away with a huge ass, or he's facing forward with a big sloppy gut. And then a lady walking away.
Oh my God. This Billy Joel 1990 Yankee Stadium Navy hat where the Yankee logo is BJ. Black koozie for the nylon curtain. That's exciting. Yeah, I like that.
That's
$7.
Koozie. That's a reasonable price for this as well. Uptown Girl tote bag.
You go down and it's just CDs and then stuff that's obviously like Redbubble and
posters.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, official Redbubble shit though. Yeah.
Gary, I would. Okay, there are keychains, but there's not like a pendant. I want like a Dracula pendant, but it tells people that you really like Billy Joel.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Gary, we are currently at Joel. Two monsters done in 22 minutes.
Billy Joel pendant does autocomplete.
To what?
Let me see. Billy Joel concert ticket necklace. It's one of the concert stubs preserved in a pendant.
Is this like Etsy shit?
This is from Dawn Josephine, which is a website. I don't know what their deal is other than that, though. $98 or 4 interest-free payments with Afterpay. Yeah.
We could just buy some. This is surprise Billy Joel 2024 concert ticket, personalized keepsake tour ticket, customized music ticket souvenir, digital print. So this is just, I found on Etsy what I think is just the image, a scan of a Billy Joel concert ticket.
Yeah.
That someone is selling for $5.32.
A bargain. I'm on Etsy as well, looking up and seeing the Billy Joel candle. Yeah,
like
there's
a lot
going on here. It'll always be like a votive to me. Ding 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 ding
That's
ding.
That's good. Or does it smell like Billy Joel?
Billy Joel signature Billy Joel Stevie Nicks tour shirt. Billy Joel album cover ornament. Yeah.
Okay, I got really excited for a second because I typed in what does Billy Joel smell like, and I got this smells like Billy Joel candle. But okay. It turns out there's just some Etsy person who just makes candles and then puts a label on them that this smells like, and then you put in whatever artist name you want.
Gotcha. That's a little bit of a bummer.
Yeah.
I want to see the signature candle line from him.
Oh. Slate's got a 2009 piece called The Awfulness of Billy Joel Explained that's never getting clicked ever.
Yeah. This is the opposite of Billy Joel's shit. Great. He's very sad. I find him very depressing in a kind of compelling way.
I mean, that's the whole idea. Yeah. Billy Joel's plans for horse stable raise concerns about manure smells.
Billy Joel's plans for the horse stable.
His plans about manure smells.
Oh, the whole neighborhood smells horsey. And we're all in horsey hell.
Gary, let's throw this whole podcasting thing aside and just become a two-man Billy Joel parody act.
Okay. Can
Billy
we buy
and
this?
Joel, you need to change your name to, I need to start going by Billy, which I hate.
Yep.
And you'll need to change your name to Joel, which sucks.
Yeah. And we had to buy this autographed microphone that we use at every performance.
Oh, you know, it smells like a beer, buddy.
I know it smells like a beer. They should make Billy Joel candle microphone candles.
Yeah.
Beers. Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
There's monsters still. I don't.
We've only done two this time. There's
it's hard to do that many monsters.
It's Gary. It is hard. But
it's
just
the idea of Billy Joel
Edmund.
Gifts. Yeah. I'm just thinking Billy Joel gifts. Like, there's just a lot of fun things you can put after Billy Joel and then put into Google.
Whereas I just typed in Billy Joel gifts.
Okay.
It's a lot of classic Billy.
Billy Joel vampire. That's all Vampire Weekend Billy Joel collabo stuff. Boo.
Why were you typing in Billy Joel vampire?
I just thought maybe it'd show me something cool.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, no reason.
A very unflattering picture of Billy Joel.
I mean, there aren't that many flattering ones.
No, but this is also very special. Here, let me throw this at you. This to me is a good one.
Yeah, where's this coming in at?
It's coming in G-Chat.
This is good podcasting, man. I don't know.
This is great podcasting.
Yeah, this is like classic podcasting.
Yeah, look at this guy. I don't know. That just...
Yeah, it's not coming through, man. I'm not seeing
it. Oh, that's my fault. There we go.
Yeah. I mean, that's just his face, man. I don't know what to tell you. That's what he looks like, exactly.
it's great.
I thought it was going to be like he was going to be a silly costume, but no, it's just like a 70-year-old man who's on the heavy side.
He looks like he ate out a snowman.
I mean, what's he going to do? Wear a full beard?
Yeah.
I don't think he grows that.
He's had a full beard before. He might have lost it, though.
I don't think... I guess... Maybe he did for a while. Yeah, okay, Gary, don't yell at me.
He has. His teeth are so good.
Okay, he has had... Yeah, this beard didn't look... Yeah, no, he looked okay with a full beard. Most men do.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I got somewhere he's got a really big beard, and I don't like that.
That's a little bit too much. Yeah. What a beautiful teeth this man has.
I mean, they're good. He takes
when you're rich,
himself.
Like, you just get to... have your teeth good, you know,
but it still hurts, you know.
Teeth money. Yeah, that's true. Ooh, Billy Joel's daughter,
Gary. We can't I can't have you seeing a picture of a woman. You might go full Venus of Willendorf on me.
Yeah, I'll never Venus of Willendorf on the podcast. That is the guarantee.
I don't believe you, but
that's okay. I just felt it was important to say it out loud on record.
Yeah, I got a little picture of Billy Joel. You got this picture of Billy Joel holding his Grammy?
Yeah, it's very cute.
He looks kind of sad to have a Grammy. It's a very Billy Joel look.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish my Grammy was still alive. I also just Google searched Billy Joel frowning and nothing comes up. Oh, here
I
we
think
go.
He's just got, okay, all right. Phew.
Yeah, I got an angry picture of him. Whew.
A lot of these, I would say he's smirking.
Yeah, he does. He smirks
a
lot.
Oh, damn. Greta Thunberg rebukes Billy Joel.
Here he looks like Paul Giamatti. That's him with his daughter. And I just, this picture, he looks like Paul Giamatti, the one I just sent you. Oh. Paul Giamatti could play a good Billy Joel in a later era biopic.
I mean, Paul Giamatti could play anything, Gary. Don't fuck around.
Yeah. Like Billy Joel, the after years, where you go through that cave, the Piano Man cave over and over.
Yeah, yeah. Like, is that like a Plato's cave you're kind of doing?
I was doing the after years, how it has two caves and you go through them over and over and over because it's a horrible game.
Is this the Final Fantasy after years?
Yeah.
Okay. Gary, you're the only person who's played that, unfortunately.
Cole has. Like four times
only
or something.
Person I said.
What is the small leech, or what does the level 2 charger do?
Yeah, there Gary, we've only done two monsters so far. We can't do one of them again.
Well, we
that
can start
would
over.
Be too recursive for Guppy, and it would also be too recursive for Guppy.
Yeah.
Level 2 charger is just a bigger, fatter, slower charger.
Yeah. I relate to level two charger. I'm a level two podcaster.
Yeah, but you don't. You can't change your trajectory while charging. You're full speed ahead.
Well, full speed is doing a lot of work in that. It is the 100% of the speed.
Yes.
So if we're measuring by that, then yes, full speed.
And then, Gary, we have a leech that science has yet to prove whether it's safer or not than regular leeches.
Yeah, the L-leech.
I was going like E-leech, like e-cigarettes. It was like
I was thinking of the L-leech, like El Barto, the graffito tag.
The Barto?
Yeah, the Barto, El Barto, that Bart used to put all around on season like 1 and 2 of The Simpsons.
Die, Bart, die?
Not die, Bart, die, sadly. What does this guy do?
When was the last time Bart caused any real trouble? You watched those later season Simpsons.
I have seen some later Simpsons. He still does some trouble. Not as much trouble, though. They
is
really
he
don't.
In deep, deep trouble?
He doesn't get. They're not really deep, deep consequences as much.
Okay.
There's a later episode where he does get deep, deep consequences where his parents kind of wish him away, and then we see what their life would be like without Bart. But then a Bart shows up anyway as an orphan and like ingratiates themselves into their lives. It's real weird. Like modern Simpsons is strange.
Yeah. They love to do a magical episode.
They don't feel magical though. They feel the new ones just feel like weird storytelling now. Like they're not like, oh, let's go to medieval times where here's what Professor Frink would be like if he was a wizard. It's not like that with these ones.
They have done those though. I've seen
they
those.
Do. Yeah. Yeah. That's a huge like mid 2000s thing. But the newer ones are no. So that was the last time I saw that he got in deep, deep trouble. So much so that his family wished he never existed.
Simpsons.
Yep. I'm Henry Gilbert.
And I don't know who Will Hughes is.
And I never will. Yeah, I'll never
just,
who?
I just want Senpai to notice me.
Yeah. Well, next time sing karaoke better in front of him.
You know? Right. If I killed it. Yeah. Different life, right?
Different life, you know. The E-leech moves around the room slowly. If Isaac's in the line of sight, he charges at him in the closest cardinal direction. That's what all of these fuckers do.
Does this one just not ever re-chill, though? Is that the idea?
I don't remember.
It's Gary, there's a lot of fucking monsters in this game, and some of these descriptions don't help me.
No, not even a little bit.
They will charge indefinitely at Isaac, not stopping at objects.
Okay. There we go.
That makes sense because this is an ascent enemy.
Isn't it dumb that we're looking at the big monster page, but if you click on any of them, it takes us to another big monster page that has one more sentence?
Yeah, that has. So if you click on any of these, it takes you to their category page. So, yes. Which is in itself, for this one, chargers are a more advanced form of maggots, so I can click over to maggots, see all the maggots. But then there's only two maggots. I don't know that I agree that this is an advanced form of maggot. I think the maggot is a devolved form of charger.
Devolved form, sure, like the gun from Mario Brothers. The
that band you like.
Yes, Devolution. We got another interesting enemy here, though. We got another one that's a power-up. We got Blood Puppy.
Gary, I'm thinking about my favorite Mark Mothersbaugh songs, and I don't think Devo rates on there.
Really?
I mean, Rugrats theme, Devo guy. Man.
I like Devo more than I like the Rugrats theme.
Bum, 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 bum,
I mean, I bum, like the Life bum, Aquatic bum, 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 soundtrack more than I like the Rugrats theme.
What? Ping Island Assault? No, thank you. Now Ned's theme. Or no, yeah. Gary, you just like Portuguese covers of...
I mean, I do like that, but I also... Songs. I mean, I do like that, but I also like the instrumental songs on that. I love the Life Aquatic soundtrack.
We both love the Life Aquatic soundtrack, Gary. It's probably the best soundtrack of the Wes Anderson soundtracks, although I'd also make an argument for Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah, also really, really good.
Which is also a fantastic Mark Mothersbaugh soundtrack.
Yeah, the Sisu Society, Blue Star Cadets. That song's great.
Yeah, no, it's an incredibly gorgeous song, aka Ned, like slash Ned's theme. It's beautiful. I'm just saying that maybe, Gary, the Royal Tenenbaums soundtrack is better.
Taking a look here, the Life Aquatic one is how I first heard Here's to You by Joan Baez, which I really love.
Sure.
Royal
Tenenbaums has a little song called Hey Jude.
has a quick one while he's away.
Yeah.
Lullaby, the Emmett Rhodes song. That's so beautiful.
Yeah. In a lot of ways, the Rushmore soundtrack is also iconic. It's almost like Wes Anderson's good at the soundtracks. Gary, you love the Kinks. Like, there's a lot of Kinks on the Darjeeling Limited soundtrack.
I know. And I heard them and stuff. And that's how I first got into the Kinks, but how I first got into that record. And
stuff.
And I walked to Strangers for my wedding, my first wedding, by the Kinks.
Which I wasn't invited to.
I didn't know you.
I don't accept causality as a reason not to invite me to things.
He kind of lost the soundtrack thing at some point. They get like a little less good.
Not as interested in it at this point. I think he did all the songs he liked.
I think that's literally it. And Mark Mothersbaugh just can't write them fast enough to keep making.
Gotta get
more.
That Johnny Greenwood in there now.
Yeah.
No, Greenwood's stuff doesn't have the joy.
There's no joy to it. It's all misery, but there's a little bit of dark misery sometimes too. But Wes Anderson.
You know,
stuff.
It's probably good to be Gary. I think.
Huh.
Michael Giacchino.
Who's Michael Giacchino?
He is the guy who does all the Marvel stuff and anything that John Williams doesn't want to do anymore. He took over Star Wars from John Williams.
Okay. Yeah, that seems easy.
And then they let him even direct a little that Werewolf by Night thing. They may let him make a thing for Marvel because he made so many musics for him.
And that thing is good. Like, Werewolf by Night is good. Yeah. That seems like a good life.
Just seems easy, right?
Yeah. He's only 56. He's got a lot of time ahead of him. It's not like John Williams, who's fucking 1 foot in the goddamn crematorium.
Oh. Yeah, but Williams is going to live forever. Like, he's always like, I'm going to retire. And then Steven Spielberg's like, I got a movie. We brought back Indy.
Yeah, and he's just like, okay, Steven. Have my dignity.
So, Gary, your conception of this, John Williams is a panting and desperate nerd who lives for Steven Spielberg's acceptance.
He loves Daddy's Commies, and he'll do anything to get it.
So, Gary, in your conception, John Williams loves Daddy's Cummies, and Daddy is Steven Spielberg.
Anything to get him. Yeah. Spielberg is Daddy.
Uh-huh.
And John Williams
the Cummies are?
accolades and respect.
Yeah, okay.
They come out of his dick. Oscars.
Millions upon millions of dollars.
Money, sure. Money is the ultimate Cummies. Cummies rule everything around me.
Gary, can I get Money is the Ultimate Cummies as just real clean from you for the ringtone?
Sure. Money is the Ultimate Cummies.
There you go, listener. I'm not going to chop that out so you can turn it into your ringtone, but you better.
And nothing can. We can't stop you even if we wanted to.
Yeah.
From doing that.
I could probably put like a virus in the file.
Oh, that man.
Gary, why don't I put a virus in the cummy files?
We haven't done that. People might have things that stop viruses getting through, but they probably don't all have them.
And probably not. You can do that. You probably put a virus in an MP3, I bet.
Those virus
guys are so good. They put viruses in centrifuges.
Can you put a virus in an MP3?
Can I get a virus?
In conclusion, while it's possible for MP3 files to contain malware, the risks are relatively low compared to other forms of malware distribution. Not once we get a hold of it. According to removefile.com.
Yeah, Gary, you did pick up a lot of malware by clicking that, by the way.
I know. I just Googled it and read the little preview. Shitty Google. The about snippet featured by Google AdSense or whatever finally is doing something good. Stop me from clicking.
Gary, the idea of distributing malware or a virus to the Guppy audience deliberately. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really, really, really powerful.
Nobody could get mad at us. It's weird that we haven't done it so far. And like, honestly, weird, if you don't expect it, like, that's on you.
It's very weird that we haven't done that.
Yeah. We didn't know it could happen until now. Or at least I didn't know, So yeah, you can look into this.
God, look at this handsome boy. Look at this handsome boy. I love this. This is one of my favorite
William
bits
Joel's?
Of design in this. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're looking at Blood Puppy.
Yeah.
Oh, Blood Puppy's phenomenal. I love
him. That's another friendly one.
Yeah. Well, kind of. This is a really interesting item. Again, since they buffed him, he is a little familiar that helps you out. And then once he does enough damage, he goes berserk. And you have to, like, shoot him until he calms down.
Yeah. because of the night of the eclipse or whatever. Gary, I never read Berserk. Yes.
It's very similar to that.
Yeah.
The Berserk's good. I mean, it doesn't stay good the whole time. Like, that's not how long running manga
works.
It's still
going, right? It's still going.
It is still going. Like, he died and they're going to finish it, but it gets stupid. It gets less interesting. Like, it hits a climax and keeps going, which is manga.txt.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all one story instead of like doing reboots. I understand the argument.
Aging creator.txt.
Yes, very much aging creator.txt.
So, Gary, you think it's better that they, like the Naruto approach, where they just like redid it?
I think I prefer the Spider-Man approach, where the thing just kind of exists and we don't worry about time quite as much. Yeah.
Gary, someone should go through and count all the time that Peter experiences and see how long he's actually been around.
It would be like pretty like, count like all actually the days count and how much and stuff. Yeah, canonically. Or like when later when they're just like, you know, that was a weird month that I was in Sokovia.
Yeah.
Running bullshit like that. Yeah. He would be very old at this point.
Oh my God, Gary, what if Peter Parker is a Time Lord?
Do you know about the thing DC Comics did, the thing where their solution for that was that the main DC universe is our universe, except everyone ages really slowly?
No, I was not familiar with that one, Gary. I'm sorry I yawned. It's not because what you were saying wasn't interesting. It's because what you were saying wasn't interesting. Gary,
it seems like something you'd be interested in.
It is. It's very interesting to me, Gary. I like thinking about this shit. I did not know that. As far as I knew, DC just handled this by blowing up their universe every...
They do that as well.
8 years.
This was a thing after it, when they... One of the times they reincorporated their universe. I remember hearing about it in a podcast and being like, that's a really weird solution. Like, everything's normal, except for, like, 8 years is 1 year to Batman.
Interesting. Like a reverse dog.
Yes. Like, Batman is the reverse dog Batman.
So Ace the Bat-Hound ages like me.
He'd be Ekka the Bat-Hound.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ekka
the Dolphin?
Oh, I wish. Ace the Bat-Dolphin.
Gary, did you ever read all of the Marvels? I think I lent it to you.
You did loan it to me, and I have not read it yet.
That's fine. Just for the listener, I will recommend Douglas Wolk's book, All of the Marvels, which is his attempt to reckon with the Marvel Universe as one continuously told story.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fascinating.
It's a really interesting idea, which is why I wanted
to sound like it.
Dude, come on, man. you don't need to police how I spend my free time. Like, criticize how I spend my free time.
I sometimes have a hard time. Itself, man.
Exactly. Like, I sometimes have a bad attention span. I don't read as much as I used to. I do other stuff instead. I don't have feelings about it.
Gary, are you worried that there's a NyQuil executive who's just tearing his hair out right now?
The numbers are going down
and we don't know why.
We're going to lose that lifetime supply crate I was going to get for talking it up.
Yeah.
This would be a great sponsor for the show.
Sure would, man. Let's reach out.
PodQuil.
Gary, I think we can get through these last three enemies and then start on Globins next time. Wouldn't that have a nice roundness to it?
That will have a nice roundness to it, like me. This next guy is the Spitty. He's also a little worm, but he's frowning. And he shoots out bloodshots.
Spitty.
He's Spitty. Why?
Spitty. I'm Tainted Spitty.
See, now, if we had that roundness joke would have really worked with Tainted Spitty, because he's round.
Yeah, he's a big round boy. And we know how tainted enemies work.
They got a lot of hell. Ass.
Yeah. He fires chaotic bursts of blood shots in all directions.
All directions.
Yeah. What an asshole.
And then fires out rotating rings when you finally kill him.
Yeah. And that takes forever, because he's tainted. And then we got the conjoined Spitty. Which is Spitty with a head on either end, like cat dog.
Yeah, Alone in the World was a little cat dog. Yeah, cat dog. Is that a Mother Spot joint?
What?
Is the cat dog theme song.
Oh. Maybe. I don't know. I watched a lot less Nickelodeon than you did, I think.
Cat dog was also a little later.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't look like. So you referenced Cat Dog. You made the. Yes. You introduced Cat Dog into our lives.
Today. It's true. I know what Cat Dog looks like. I've thought about the concept of a cat dog.
Yeah.
I just have never seen the cartoon.
I simply rattled off a couple of lines from Cat Dog's theme song.
The theme song, which in a good
Dennis
guess,
that would Hannigan.
Be, great guess, that'd be Mother's Ball. I feel like that's like a 50-50 chance.
But yeah, it goes, Cat Dog, Cat Dog. Okay. Alone in the world was a little cat dog.
Do they ever address how Cat Dog uses the bathroom? Because I'm looking at the Cat Dog wiki right here, and it's showing a cat and dog being merged together. So at one point they were a cat and a dog.
I don't think that canonically they were. I think that they're a conjoined twin.
Nostradummy is the seer and the author of Nostradummy's Big Book of Predictions, a minor character in the end. It looks like he's predicting that a cat and a dog would be joined as one. I got you. He didn't do it. So you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, Gary, don't come at me. Like, if you try to come at me with Cat Dog, with Angry Beavers, and with, I don't know, Real Monsters, I will put you in the fucking ground. And then I will make more ground on top of it.
That's,
to ensure,
that's fair.
Like, yeah, entomb you in lead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bammer. The Bammer was
I just clicked on that, too. I was just about to ask you a trivia question. Who was the voice of Shriek Dubois? And it's the Bammer.
Well, so she must have done multiple voices, because I'm looking at Wikipedia. Yeah. Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the Cat Dog wiki. Yeah, she was doing a lot of work for Nickelodeon at the time too.
Yeah, Carlos Alice Rocky, known depending on what kind of nerd you are, as either for Reno 911 or Rocco's Modern Life.
Yeah. She's a phenomenal voice actress. She does so much work in Adventure Time.
Yes.
Like, I mean, she's just very, you know, we both love the Bammer, but I just mean specifically as a voice actress. She's incredible.
Yeah, no, I mean, she's fantastic on Adventure Time. Yeah. Anytime you hear a voice that's Maria Bamford, you're like, yeah, it's Maria, but you can tell, but that don't matter.
It's really good, though. It's like it's like a perfect little comedy voice for those little goblins. Yeah. Yeah.
She does voices, Gary. It's very funny.
No, she's great.
I don't listen to the words. I just hear the funny voice and I laugh and I clap.
I love her. I love seeing her do stand-up a long time ago and having her just be very funny, and then have her do stand-up and during this kind of like in her power era of like reclaiming shit.
Yeah.
And talking about I got the shakes, but I'm not going to hide that to make you more comfortable and stuff. And it was awesome. It was just like, made me feel very proud, like in a parasocial
I remember I watched the Comedians of Comedy, and that's where I saw her for the first time, that's her, Zach Galifianakis, Brian Posehn, and Patton, I think.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. And just being like blown away by her, and then like seeing her like Comedy Central thing, her special. And then, and then I saw those Target ads she did, and then I just lost track of her.
Mm-hmm.
God, but she was so good on those Target ads.
The Target ads are great. They're the best Target
ads. I mean, that's a joke. The Target ads are what were the immediate catalyst for her mental breakdown that created the shift into her new career. Actually, the best thing she ever made was the Maria Bamford show, which she released just on YouTube and is fucking amazing.
I still haven't watched that. I'm going to watch it.
I mean, it's just her talking to camera, but it's Maria Bamford talking to camera while in the midst of her mental breakdown, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. She's very raw and honest. Yeah. Love her.
I need to read her book.
Yeah.
See, Gary, we both don't read books.
See, thank God. Oh, you don't think it's that interesting, apparently.
You're right. I don't.
Did we get the last one?
Gary, they shut down the library near me to rebuild it.
I know that, actually. Yeah. We drove by that recently.
How am I supposed to get the Maria Bamford book if the library's all closed?
Yeah. You have to go to a different library.
And where am I going to get my board games?
I don't know.
Gary.
Gary. I don't know.
Gary, what's conjoined Spidey do?
Oh, it's he's got a cat dog.
Alone
he got a head on both
a
sides.
Cat dog.
And he spits in both directions.
Gary, you remember Cat Dog?
I do. I've always wondered how he used the bathroom.
I think a hole opens up in the middle and drops out.
That would make a lot of sense. Or just they take turns.
You mean puking out each other's shit and piss?
Yeah. Yeah, like Human Centipede. You know?
Gary, where would you want to be on the Human Centipede?
Oh, front.
Okay. Fucking normie.
Yeah. Where do you want to be?
Middle.
Middle? Okay.
It's both worlds.
It seems like it's the worst of both worlds to me.
How do you figure?
You eat a lot of shit and piss.
And then you get to?
Shit and piss.
Into?
Into Cole's mouth.
Yeah.
There we go. The duckweed centipede.
Duckweed centipede.
Let's not do duckweed centipede. We've been looking for something to juice up Duckfest 3. And
ethically, we'd have to put Nick in front because I'd be worried about the nutrition.
At some point, it would be like when Bart lined up all those megaphones. If we put Nick in front and then put took the Duckfeed host from least IBS to most IBS, it'd be like lining up all those megaphones and just a multiplicative. It'd be like getting a malt in Bilatro.
Yeah.
You know,
Gary, I am listening to what you're saying, but I'm also imagining an emotion that no one has ever felt. Can I describe it to you?
Yeah.
It's the feeling of being the middle guy in the human centipede when the guy in the front dies.
Yeah.
It's a complex emotion.
It'd be pretty complicated. You would you'd have to go you'd raise your hand so for Dr. Schneider or whatever to fix it.
Yeah.
You'd have to be teacher.
Teacher.
Teacher needs some help.
And in the back of your head, you're like, am I getting promoted?
Yeah, do I get promoted? You know, big dog at that point. Yeah. And then the guy, the guy in back also, that's one more step to promotion, I guess.
Yeah. Although, if I was the doctor, I wouldn't let that policy. I would randomize it because otherwise you're encouraging a,
biting down.
Biting down or just murder, just knife murder.
Yeah. You'd want to randomize it, but even then you'd still want to murder because then you would have a chance at getting to the front. I don't know
maybe
if you're the human centipede
just
doctor, how
your
you
position.
Yeah. I don't know how you, I don't know how you stop that from happening. You do a lottery at first and then that's just how it is.
And you can't do limb amputations. Cause then you've got Gary Butterfield then jerking off all over your
box, Elena, all over your centipede. Then you got the Gary centipede.
Cause ideally you want it crawling around, right? Otherwise you wouldn't have made a centipede.
Yeah, no, that's the point of it. I've read the synopses for those movies. I've never seen them.
Yeah.
But
Gary, I don't know. There's a way. Maybe AI will fix it.
Yeah. Well, we could also, AI will probably take care of it. I was going to say we could watch the movies and find out how they deal with it, but I don't want to watch the movies. They're unpleasant. If you like this show, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. And next episode, we'll cover even fewer monsters.
Gary, can I say, surprisingly, this was a better week than last week.
I feel like they're about the same. I liked both weeks.
Okay. All right.
It's because I liked last week too.
Yeah, all
right. I felt good about these weeks. I'm kicking the caffeine because I'm trying to have more energy now that I'm not taking NyQuil. It's complicated, and I'm feeling good so far. So I was expecting to feel kind of crappy, but I'm kind of in a good mood. It's putting a nice shine on these episodes.
Yeah, Gary, you want a review?
I do.
Let's see. How about this one from Barton Funk? This one came in just a couple days ago. What episode of Retronauts was Will on? I genuinely like to hear what he and Bob have to say about FF16 and that episode's topic, obviously. I sometimes call Guppy the crawling podcast and imagine Will and Gary as elder gods, 5 out of 5. It's probably out.
Yeah.
Barton Funk, it probably came out.
This is entirely a very funny, buzz marketing campaign. The star citizen of podcast.
Bob only communicated with me via Twitter DMs, so I just have to keep watching them to see if there's another issue.
Yeah, it'll pop up probably. We'll see. I'm going to talk to him in Milwaukee when I get there, and if your episode isn't out, I'll see if I can get you a thumb drive with it if they decide to shelve it.
It is funnier now if you slip him the headshot.
Yeah, just remember. Remember this guy? Did you, when you recorded, did you have your camera?
I did, but it was positioned in a weird way where most of my face was obscured.
Oh.
This is where my mic and my camera are.
Got you. I'll see if I can slip one to him. I want to see if I can do it without him noticing. I need to learn how to do pickpocket stuff.
Well, Gary, so can, you are like, talking to the A number one advocate for you learning fucking sleight of hand.
I know. And if I loaded the picture into his pocket so he didn't know where it came from, that'd be incredible.
Gary, you've made me angry now, because now I'm remembering that if you had, when I told you to start learning stage magic,
yeah,
if you had started then, you would be good at stage magic now.
You're trying to manage me like RimWorld or something. Like, yeah, like, I just turn off when you're not talking to me, and all that time is just being wasted.
What, I don't, what do else anything else.
Do? I, you know, I do the podcast. I do a podcast with Cole and stuff.
Okay.
And
an hour a day? Out. An hour a day of learning stage mm-hmm. magic?
The and me and Liv watched Parabellum. So
oh,
that happened. Yeah.
Did you like
Emily's
it?
Great. She loved it. You know, surprisingly, she likes her order is 3-1-2. She likes one more than two, which I was surprised by, but she loved okay. three.
Three is really fun. It's, you know, yeah. it's full on goofy.
Starting with like six perfect fight scenes. And then yeah. the idea of putting John Wick in a knife museum is so funny.
It's so good. It's, yeah. it has the worst plot out of any of them, except yes. maybe four. God, it kills me. Like the entire first two thirds of that movie is John Wick going on an epic quest for redemption that ends with him cutting off one of his own fingers.
Yep, his wedding and ring then, finger.
Yeah, and then no. going back and going, maybe nah. not.
Yeah, nah. he just gets convinced that all it took was Ian McShane saying maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah,
it's incredible. Yeah, yeah, we're gonna watch the fourth one this weekend. It's gonna be great.
All right.
No ghost, everybody.
No ghost.